第一卷是什么？
What is the first scroll in the Bible?
创世纪，天地的开始。那圣经最后一卷是什么？
What is the last book in the Bible?
启示录，
It is Revelations.
那启示录就是记载天地的结束。
Revelations records the conclusion or the finishing of all the universe of heaven and earth.
然后新天新地的开始。
And the beginning of the new heavens and earth.
所谓新天新地就是属灵的。
And what is the new heaven, new earth? It is a spiritual kingdom.
那什么时候要实现？
And when will this spiritual kingdom be realized?
主耶稣再来那一天。
It is when Lord Jesus comes again.
所以在我们看这个第一点，世界末日。
We see the first point under doctrine number 10, 1, the last day.
信耶稣与世界末日从天降临。
We believe that there will be a last day when Lord Jesus will come again.
我们先看第一个，世界有末日。
So we look at the first one, which is there is a last day for the world.
世界有被造之日，就是我们刚刚谈的创世纪。
There is a day on which the world was made.
那世界被造就是证明有神。
And when the world was made, that means there is a God that created this world.
所以罗马书里面说啊，借着所造之物，神的存在跟神性是明明可知的。
And in Romans it says, through the creation, it is evident that Lord God Creator exists.
我叫你没有办法说没有。
That there is no one that can deny the existence of a creator.
看到小孩子，知道有生他的父母。
Just as if you see a child, you know that this child has parents.
一个房子有造他的人。
And when you see a house, you'll know that there is someone who built this house.
那世界的存在就是神的创造。
And the fact that this creation exists that proves the existence of a creator.
那第二点啊。
Second point.
世界也有被毁灭的一天，叫做末日。
And there will be a day in which the world will be destroyed, which is the last day.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter, chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3。彼得后书的第三章。六。对，彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3。
我们现在看第十节
，verse 10。
彼得后书三章第十节
，Second Peter chapter 3 verse 10。
主来的日子要像贼一样，那一天天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化。地和其上的物都要烧尽。
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
那你如果看十二节。
If you look at verse 12.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火消化，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Looking for the hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
然后第十三节。
Verse 13.
照着他的盼望应许，盼望新天新地，有预居住在其中。
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells.
所以世界末日就是主耶稣再来，所有被造都要毁掉。
And so the day that Lord Jesus comes again, all the elements on this earth and heaven will be completely destroyed and melted.
那为什么世界会有末日？
Why is it that the world will have a last day?
如果我们看圣经，在创世纪神毁灭这个世界两次。
We can see even from the book of Genesis that God destroyed this world two times.
第一次用挪亚时代用大水毁灭。
The first time was when God destroyed the world with a flood.
啊，只有八个人得救。
Only eight people were saved in the ark.
圣经说那个世代人想的都是恶。
And the Bible describes the generation that people were wicked in all their ways, including all their thoughts.
那再来就是他们的行为变坏。
And then their deeds were indeed also wicked.
那再来，神看他们的尽头已经来到。
And that God has seen the end of their days.
啊，所以就被毁灭了。
And that is why they were destroyed.
那还有一次就是索多玛跟俄摩拉两个。
And another time when God destroyed was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，也是因为罪。
Again, was due to their sins.
哦，所以神把这两个城市都毁掉。
And that's how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all the surrounding cities.
哦，那主耶稣来世界。
And when Lord Jesus comes again to this world,
他说我来不是要审判。
He came not to, the first time he came not to judge the world.
他来是要拯救。
The first time he came 2,000 years ago was to save the world.
我说我们看四福音的主耶稣哦，非常的怜悯，非常有爱心，非常有耐性。
So we see the four Gospels describe the time when Jesus came for the first time that he was full of love and grace and he was there to save the humanity.
哦，这是他本性的一部分。
That is just a reflection of the essence of his character, but only a portion of his character.
那神还有一个特性就是公义。
But Lord God also has another aspect to his character, which is justice.
那主耶稣说，哦，不信的人漠视我讲的话要审判他。
And Lord Jesus said,that my words will just judge you in the last day.
哦，可见啊，末世啊，主的话要成为一个标准。
And so in the last day, the words of Lord Jesus Christ will be the criteria in which every one of us will be judged.
哦，所以这样看起来哈，这个末世就是神公义的显现。
And so this last day is the manifestation of the side of justice of God.
就是主耶稣第二次再临。
And which is the second coming of Christ.
啊，第一次是他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
The first time when Lord Jesus came was out of his mercy and grace.
啊，约翰福音十二章。
You can turn to John chapter 12.
啊，约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
啊，请请。这里说，七节我不领受我话的人有。审判他的就是我想讲的道，到这末世要审判他。
John 12:48, he who rejects me and does not receive my words.
啊，所以主耶稣的道哈，一方面是路，引导我们回到父那里去。
Has that which judges him, the word which I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So the word of Lord Jesus Christ has two functions. The first way, his word is to lead us back to heaven.
但是另外一方面，这个就是标准，审判的标准。
But the other function of his word is to be the standard by which we will be judged.
所以马太福音二十五章，我们看马太二十五章。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 25.
Verse
31, Matthew 25,
31. 马太二十五章的三十。
Matthew 25, verse 31.
好，我们一起念哈。
Let's read it together.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候。要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，二三十二节，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧人人分别绵羊一边。好，到这里啊，主耶稣再来哈，他要坐在宝座上。
Verse 31-32, Matthew 25 says, When the Son of Man comes in all his glory, he will sit on the throne of his glory.
啊，荣耀的宝座，因为他就是王。
Why is he sitting on the throne of glory? Because he is the King of kings and Lord of lords.
然后从众天使降临，这个天使就是服侍神的灵。
And he will come with all his holy angels with him, because they are the ones who minister and serve him.
那三十二节，万民，万民就是全世界的人。
Verse 32 says, All nations will be gathered before him. This refers to all the people of the world.
要在他面前哈，那他然后他要把他们分别出来，这个分别就是审判。
All the peoples will be in his presence for judgment, and the Lord God will separate them from one another, which refers to last judgment.
所以耶稣再来那一天就是分别的一天。
And so the day that the Lord Jesus comes again will be a day of separation.
所以圣经里面，你如果看那个二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew 24.
四十节。
Verse 40.
两个人在田里取下一个憋下一个四十一节两个女人推磨取下一个憋下一个
Verse 41 Two men will be in the field, one be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding the mill, one will be taken, the other left.
为什么因为得救了就被取了
Because the one who's saved will be taken.
那不能得救就留下来接受审判
And that which cannot be saved will then be left behind.
所以世界是有末日的
And therefore, this world has a last day.
但是有时候我们再想实际一点、我们死的那一天就是世界的结束、
Well, let's think about it. What is our personal last day? The day that we die will be our last day.
所以这样想我们就知道、随时都可能会来到。
And our last day on this earth could be any time that is very unexpected.
好那我们现在看、末日的预兆。
Let's look at the signs of the last day of Jesus' second coming.
末日的预兆、就是罪恶滔天。
This is in part number 2i. The signs of the last day, A, the sins will reach unto heaven.
启示录十八章。
In Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章四节到五节。
Verse 4 to 5.
启示录十八章四节到五节。
Revelations 18:4-5。
我们一起念哈。
Let's read it together.
我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民，你们要从那城出来，免得与他们一同有罪，受他们所受的灾。”第五节，因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义神已经隐藏出来。这个地方说、我的民、要从那城里面出来。
Here in verse 4 and 5, it says, Come out of her, my people.、
那这个那城就是启示录十八章的、第二节讲、大巴比伦。
And come out of her, referring to the great Babylon in the previous chapter.、
那这个大巴比伦就是预表这一个世界。
And Great Babylon represents the wicked world of today.
所以这个表示说我们做基督徒、要从世界的罪恶里面出来。
Which represents that we as Christians must come out of this wicked world.
但是主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
And though we are not of this world, we are dwelling in this world.
所以肉身要住在世界。
So Lord Jesus commands us, though physically we may live in this world.
跟佛教不一样、佛教是退到山上去。
But we are not of this world.Physically, unlike Buddhists who remove themselves physically from this world.
但是我们的生活，我们的心、要从世界出来，不要跟他们一起活在罪里面。
We may dwell physically in this world, but we need to remove our minds and hearts away from this world.
所以这是这个、世界末日以前、一个特色，罪恶滔天。
And that the reason is because this world is full of sins, for sins will reach unto heaven in the last days.
但是很可惜的是，人对罪完全没有感觉。
But unfortunately, most people are very insensitive to the sins that's in the world today.
那为什么对罪没有感觉？
Why do they have no sense of sins that's surrounding them today?
第一个，良心死了。
Firstly, their conscience has died.
所以良心不会自责。
And so they cannot remind themselves of where they have gone wrong.
那第二个。
Secondly,
就是人的标准改变了。
Is that the standard of what is right and wrong has changed?
只要我跟大家一样就好了。
Because of their moral standards have been compromised, they think as long as they're as good as everybody else, they're just fine.
大家这样做，有时候我跟大家一样，我有什么不对？
If I'm no different than other people around me, then I have no sin.
所以末世的文化很危险。
And so the culture of this last end time is very dangerous for our spiritual health.
因为这个文化，你如果不被它同化，那 我们就会被逼迫。
Because the culture of this time, if we are not conformed to the ways of the world, then we shall be persecuted by the world.
因为不被他同化，我们就被孤立了。
Because if we have not been conformed to this world or molded by this world, then we will be separated or cast out from them.
现在最明显的例子哦，你在公家机关上班，在学校读书，谁敢公开讲同性恋是不对的？
For example, the Bible cites homosexuality as a sin. But today, if you are working at a company or in government or in a school, nobody can say homosexual things that it is bad about homosexuality. Yeah.
你有一定会被攻的，你站不住。
For surely, if you were to say that, you will be attacked for your faith.
好，那他们是用什么理由
？And so, what kind of reasoning do they have?
用人权。
They use the right of civil rights to protect their speech.
啊，这是我的权利。
For this is my civil right.
我自己做我的决定。
I have my freedom to do as I please.
哦，所以这样的人，他的心里面是没有神的，最大就是我。
And so in the hearts of these people, they have no fear of God. The greatest person in their hearts is they themselves, who is the master.
啊，但是圣经的教训告诉我们哦，有一个神，他是主宰。
But the Bible teaches us that there is a God, and He is this presence of creator of this universe.
所以对错是以他的标准为标准。
And so what is actually right and wrong is based on what our Maker says.
哦，好像堕胎也是一样。
For example, on the issue of abortion.
哦。那个赞成堕胎的就是说、胎儿是我身体的一部分，我有 right 做我自己的决定。
And for those people who advocate abortion, they'll say it is the woman's privilege and her own right to do whatever she wishes with her own body.、
哦、但是不能堕胎的讲法是生命是神造的。
But for those who are anti-abortionists would advocate that life is God in God's hands. It is up to God to make allow this baby to live.
所以人不能取掉神造的生命。
And that it is not people's right to end the life of a baby as they wish.
哦，所以为什么罪恶滔天人没有感觉
？And so that is why the Bible describes that in the last day the sins will reach unto heaven because there is no sensitivity to sins today.
好，我们现在看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1 2 Timothy chapter 3 Verse 1 to 5
提摩太后书三章一节
2 Timothy chapter 3 Verse 1 to 5
我们有问题随时可以提出来
If we have any questions You can raise your questions
你该知道一起念、啊、你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到第二节那时人要专顾自己贪爱钱财、哦、自夸狂傲、哦、谤读违背父母妄生负义、哦、心不圣洁、啊、第三节
Verse 3、
哦、
他不会他不知道在哪里
无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能自约性情凶暴不爱良善第四节、哦、卖主卖友任意妄为自高自大爱厌乐不爱神第五节有敬虔的外貌却被敬虔了所以到这里就好、哦、
Verse 1 to 5
我们如果从第一节读到第五节有哪一个是好的
Do you see anything good in these adjectives from verse 1 to 5?
没有一个是不好的，没有一个是好的。
There's not one thing in these perilous times that is considered good in God's eyes.
好，那我们再看哦，我们这个世代有哪一点不没有没有实现的？没有有哪一点呢？没有是在我们社会中找不到。
You see these characteristics of people during the last days.Do you see all these characteristics being exemplified in our society today?
哦，到处都是。
We see it all around us in all the peoples today.
有时候甚至在家里面。
Even in our homes, that people act this way.
所以这个叫末世危险的日子。
And that is why it's called the perilous times and the end days.
哦，所以末世的危险哦，是在我们内心了。
And that is why perilous times are occurring not just in the world but also in the hearts today.
就是我们内心这个被罪引诱被世界同化。
So that we are not only tempted by sins, we have been molded in the ways of the world.
那如果这样的话，我们在神面前就站不住了。
And if we conform to the ways of this world, we can no longer stand in God's presence without judgment.
这是末世的预兆，罪恶滔天。
And that is why it says the sign of the last day, the first sign is that sins will reach unto heaven.
人知道有神，但是没有敬畏神。
No, men are aware there is the existence of God, but they do not fear God.
那人知道有诫命，把诫命当作建立。
And men are aware of the commands of God, but they treat it only as mere suggestions that they do not need to follow and obey.
当过参考了我喜欢的我就做，我不喜欢的就不要做。
They look at the word of God simply as a reference point. If they feel like they like to keep it, they'll do it. If they don't feel like keeping it, they won't obey it.
第二个末世人的智慧会增长。
To little I be.Signs of the last day, the wisdom of man will increase.
我看但以理书十二章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
我们一起来念。
Let's look at read it together.
但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来奔跑，知识就必增长。这个末世人的知识增长，真的是这样你现在看网络可以看到多少资讯
Verse 4 says that in the end time, the knowledge shall increase. And this is so true. In the time of this internet age, there is so much wisdom, I mean, not wisdom, but knowledge in this information age.
甚至我们对圣经的了解也越来越深入。
And even the knowledge of this Bible now is deeper and deeper.
所以这个知识越来越多。
And so our knowledge has exploded.
那第三个
Thirdly, the third sign of the last day.
世界要分裂。
Two little eyes see, the world will be divided.
我们看但以理书第二章。
Let's turn also to Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter 2.
第二章的第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 2, verse 33.
对，三十三节，对。
Chapter 2, verse 33.
第二章三十三节啊。我们，对，三十四来读啊。
Let's read 34.
你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头。打在这半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎了。三十五节，于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸碎，成为天的糠饼，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。这里在提到有一个梦
Here it mentions in Daniel chapter 2, verse 34-35, that there is a dream.
那你如果看三十二节头是金金，胸膀臂是银的，肚子腰是铜的，那腿是铁的。
Spiritual dream that this image's head was of fine gold, chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of bronze.
那这个在讲什么？
What is this dream talking about?
人类的历史发展。
It's talking about...A record of the history of mankind.
那到最后一个阶段就是半铁半泥，就是脚趾头。
And prophesying how the history of mankind will unfold. In verse 33 it says, at the very end, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
为什么？
What does that mean?
这个就是在讲有的国家很硬，有的国家很软。
He was talking about multitude of nations, some of their strength, some will be like clay and some of them will be like iron.
而且最后一个刺头，这个刺头主耶稣一打下来，人类历史就结束了。
And then in verse 34 says, then the conclusion of the history man will happen when a stone shall strike this whole statue and it shall be broken into pieces.
所以将要发生的事情，好像那个写剧本的人其实都已经写好了。
It is as if the history of mankind has already been written and orchestrated by God.
就在圣经里面。
And it will unfold as God wishes.
这个但以理是后面六章或者说启示录的整本都是在预言以后要发生什么事情。
And a script of how this world will end has already been recorded in the Bible in Daniel chapter 6 and onwards and also in Revelations.
那世界要末日的时候，就好像那个剧本就一直演出来。
And when the second coming of Christ, the end time will come, just as the script is written in the Bible.
所以那不是突然发生的。
And so it will unfold slowly, it will not happen all of a sudden.
这只已经写在圣经了。
And all this has already been recorded and prophesied in the Bible.
所以世界要分裂，历史要结束，已经在但以理书第二章三十三节已经讲了。
And the nations will be divided, and how the nations will be ended are already recorded in the book of Daniel and Revelations.
谁能够知道历史怎么发展呢？
How is it that any of us could know how the history of mankind will result or conclude?
神知道。
No one except God knows.
所以这本圣经讲的是真的。
And that is why this Bible, what it records, it is truth.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
所以这个预言不但有旧约的预言，也有新约的预言。
And so these prophecies exist not only for the Old Testament, but also for the New Testament.
马太二十四章七节到八节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 to 8. Matthew 24, 7 to 8.
马太二十四章七节。民要攻打你，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。第八节。这都是灾难的起头。
Pestilence, earthquake in various places.
这个地方在讲末世要来的有饥荒、地震，然后有打仗的事情。
This verse records that in the end time, nations will rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes.
这个好像下大雨已经乌云密布了，你知道大雨会降下来。
As if the storm clouds have gathered together, these are all the beginning signs of the end time.
只是我们不晓得几点几分会下雨。
We do not know the exact time and hour, minute when the storm will actually start raining.
所以主耶稣要来之前已经有这一些预兆。
And before Lord Jesus comes again, these are the warning signs.
但是什么时候要降临这个我们不知道。
But we do not know the exact time when Lord Jesus shall descend upon this world.
所以圣经才说我们要警醒。
And that is why the Bible warns us to be alert and ready for His second coming.
我们看二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew 24 again.
二十四章的二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
二十一节我们一起来念。
Verse 21, let's read together.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界起头，直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。若不是减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个人得救。也是为选民的缘故。然后 ，OK， 到这里结束。这个末世的大灾难是空前也是绝后的二十一节。
Verse 21-22 says there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time.
因为那个灾难太大了如果神没有把它减少，没有一个人可以得救。
Nor ever shall be, and unless those days were shortened, nobody would have been able to survive in this great tribulation that is to come.
那为着选民，那日子会减少。
But Lord God will shorten this tribulation for the elect's sake in those days.
所以末世会不会到？一定会到。
And so the question of will the end of the world come on one day? And the answer in the Bible is affirmative yes.
兆头有没有非常清楚。
And are there warning signs or prophecies? Yes, and it's very clearly recorded in the Bible.
那发生的时候会怎么样?
And when will these things happen? And what will happen?
非常可怕。
It will be very great and terrible, unequal from beginning or later on.
所以在二十四章的我们刚刚读二十一节。
And that is when chapter 24, verse 20,verse 21 onwards.
好，那我们现在看启示录第六章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6, the last book, 最后一本。
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节一直到第八节。
From verse 3 to 8.
这里有提到有七个印，每一个印一揭开来就发生什么什么事情。
Here's the prophecies of the seven seals that shall happen in the end time.
那你如果看到第八节。
And we look at verse 8.
我刚看有一匹灰马骑在上面，名字叫做死。
Revelation 6:8.
那阴府也随着他有权柄，是给他们可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人，这不得了了。
So I looked and behold, a pale horse. Name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and powers given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill the sword with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. You can see that this great and terrible time will be so horrible.
这个野兽不一定。不是指的是那个动物那个野兽。
And the beasts here does not refer to wild animals.
有时候是讲没有人性的国家。
It is referring to those nations that do not have any kind of humane nature.
那他会杀人杀很多人。
They will kill many and without mercy.
所以这个大灾难发生了不得了，非常可怕。
And so these tribulations that happen will be so great, it will be unequal and it will be dreadful.
然后你如果到有时间看到九章时间有七号，再来有七丸。
And then if you look at all these chapters up to chapter 9, you'll see that there will be seven trumpets and seven bowls.
那个世界末日真的是很可怕。
And at that time, when it is Jesus' second coming, it will be so great and terrible.
但是呢，我们现在人听了听久了变麻痹。
But many of us, when we hear these messages over and over again, we become numb to the message.
好像挪亚那个世代听到最后怎么会有这回事？天气这么好啊！
And so when we hear these things over and over again, we may be just like the generation Noah, we just doubt the warning signs, so we question, will it really happen?
但是挪亚有信心，他知道神讲的一定会实现。
But Noah of his generation was the only one who believed in the words of God. He knew that the flood was coming.
所以他动了敬畏的心，就去造方舟。
Though no one believed him, and so he in with fear of God, he started to build the ark.
带领全家进入方舟。
And he led his entire family to go into the ark.
那个方舟就是下面一个，就是真教会。
And this ark represents the true church of the end time.
所以真教会的建立就是末世的开始。
And so the building of the true church signifies the beginning of the end time.
我们看哈该书第二章。
Let's look at Haggai chapter 2, verse 9.旧约的倒数第三本，
哈该书，
哈该书旧约倒数第三本，第二章第九节。
好，我们来念第二章第九节。
Let's read it together, Haggai 2:9.
第九节，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这个地方，我必赐平安。这是万军的神所说。我们知道圣殿所罗门第一次盖圣殿。
We know that, King Solomon built the first temple of God.
那后来因为拜偶像就被掳，圣殿就被拆掉了。
Because the Israelites worship idols, and so the entire nation was exiled and destroyed.
那到哈该先知的时候，就重建这个殿，第二次建。
And then during the time of Haggai, the temple was rebuilt again.
哦，那旧约圣经的圣殿就是新约圣经的教会。
And the second temple that was rebuilt was the became the church in the New Testament.
所以在旧约时代，神住在哪里？第一个住在天上，第二个是住在那个圣殿里面。
So where did God dwell in the Old Testament? Firstly, he dwelt in heavens above. He also dwelt in the tabernacle of man in the Old Testament.
哦，那到新约时代呢？神还是住在天上，但是神住在教会。
In the New Testament time, God dwells also in heaven, but this time he dwells on earth through the church.
哦，所以圣经说，教会是基督的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
That is why the Bible records the church now is the dwelling place and house of God where God's spirit fills all in all.
哦，所以这个真教会的出现哈，就是第二次的教会被建立。第一次就是使徒行传第二章使徒教会。
And so the true church was restored. The first time the true church was established was during the apostolic time. And now that it's been restored, is referring to the true church at the end time.
这个福音从耶路撒冷传到罗马书的结束，就是到罗马。
In the first apostolic church, the original one in the book of Acts, the gospel is preached from Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
那以后这个教会啊，我们就看保罗书信就渐渐变质，圣灵就没有了，离开了。
The original church eventually became corrupted, and the doctrine was perverted when all the apostles eventually died. And so Holy Spirit left the original church.
那一直到了二十世纪的初期，圣灵在降临，然后再建立的。启示的圣经的道理在建立的真教会。
It wasn't until the 21st century when the Holy Spirit descended again, Holy Spirit itself reestablished the true church of the end time.
哦，所以旧约时代借着方舟救了人。
So just like in the Old Testament, there was the ark to save people during the flood time of the flood.
那新约时代就借着教会救人。
And in the New Testament, God shall save His people through the true church.
那如果有人说哈，耶稣救我，不是教会救我，对不对
？Now, some people make this beliefs claim, saying that it is Lord Jesus who saves me. It is not the church who saves me. Is this statement correct?
耶稣救我。不是教会救我。
It is Jesus who saves me. It's not the church. Is this statement correct?
依恋，你觉得这样讲对不对？
耶稣救。
对，这不是教会救我，所以主要是说啊，信耶稣就好了，教会跟得救没有关系。
So people who make this statement says.Yes, it is Jesus who saves me, so it doesn't matter which church I go to.
教会代表基督的身体。
对。
So actually, today the Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
耶稣救我们不错，但是是借着教会。
It is true, Jesus saves us, but the way he saves us is through his body on earth, which is Christ, through the church today.
主耶稣现在已经升天，现在他在天上。
Today, Lord Jesus has already ascended to heaven and dwells in heaven.
但是他的教会，他的身体在地上。
But his body is on this earth.
就是教会。
And his body right now is the church.
哦，所以我们受洗就是加入他的身体啊，成为身体的一部分。
And so when we are baptized, we are baptized into his body, which is his church on this earth today.
哦，那将来主耶稣再来哈，这个整个主耶稣的身体哈。都会被提到天上去。
And when Lord Jesus comes again, the Bible says this body, which is his church or his bride, will be taken up together with him to heaven again.
那就跟主耶稣永远在一起了。
And this is how we can be forever with Christ in the future.
不同的教会，他就传不同的道理。
Now different churches will preach different gospels.
用同一本圣经，道理传的不太一样。
Though they may use the same Bible.But they will preach a different way of salvation.
那如果不同的教会，你得不到圣灵。
And if you're in a different church today, you will not receive the Holy Spirit.
那如果洗礼不一样，又 没有得圣灵，得救就有问题。
According to the Bible, if you do not have the correct baptism according to the Bible, you will not receive the Holy Spirit according to the Bible, then your salvation will be at stake. You will not be assured of salvation.
好，所以说为什么末世的预兆有提到真教会的复兴，因为这个跟得救有关系。
And that is why it says the signs of last day has everything to do with the restoration of the true church, because it is through the true church, the body of Christ, that we can be saved.
好，那方舟造好，末大水就来到。
Once this ark has been built and finished construction, then the flood came.
好，那圣经里面哦，马太二十五章讲，啊，这个得救的福音要传遍天下，主耶稣就再来。
So that is why Matthew chapter 25 says the prophecy that once this true church has preached the gospel throughout the whole world, then this is when the Lord Jesus will come again.
好，我们看马太二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter
25. 二十四章。
Matthew 24.
十四节。
Verse 14.
马太二十四章十四节。
Matthew 24:14.
一起念啊。
Let's read it together.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来。
And then the end will come.
这个天国的福音，如果指着一般基督教传的福音，早就传遍世界了。
If we are talking about the regular gospel that's preached by mainstream Christians, then this gospel has been preached throughout the world already.
你在那个非洲的丛林里面都有人在信耶稣、啊、
Even in the jungles of Africa, you have people who are Christians today.
但是这个天国的福音就是神托付给真教会传这个全备的福音。
But here it's talking about the complete gospel according to the Bible, gospel of the kingdom that can truly save a person's soul. This one will have to be preached to the ends of the world.
那主耶稣就再来了，如果传遍了。
Once this gospel is preached to the other world, then the end will come.
所以这个真教会的建立就是末世的开始。
And therefore, the restoration of the true church in the latter days, the end time, is the sign of the last day.
好像叫挪亚造方舟，就是大水要来的前兆。
And just as when God told Noah to build the ark, it was a sign that the flood was about to come.
好，那第六个啊。
Next sign.
敌基督者会出现。
In part F, the appearance of the Antichrist.
好，我们来看启示录十三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 13.
那启示录十三章。
Revelation 13.
十三章开始就在提到从有一个兽从海中上来。
In Revelation 13 talks about beast rising up out of the sea.
那你如果看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽。
So they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast.
也拜兽，说谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？
And they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?"
然后第五节。
And verse 5.
又赐给他说夸大亵渎的口。
And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies.
又有权柄赐给他任意而行四十二个月。
And he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
所以这个敌基督的出现，这个就是世界末日的预兆。
And the appearance of the Antichrist is also another sign of the end time.
好，那再看第七个。
Let's look at the seventh sign.
真教会要预备整齐。
Part G, the true church will be prepared and ready.
我们看启示录十九章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 19.
七节八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
当主耶稣第二次再来
When Lord Jesus comes again, second time.
这个是非常可怕的一天，我们刚刚有提过。
This is a great and terrible day that is unequal from the beginning.
但是，当主耶稣再来那一天，也是非常喜乐的一天。
But that day when Lord Jesus comes again, it is also a day of great joy.
怎么会同时存在呢?
How can you have a great and terrible day and also a great and joyful day?
因为这一天哦，是羔羊婚娶的日子。
For this is the day that the Lamb shall come, the marriage of the Lamb.
啊，也就是说，能够得救的人啊，这一天最高兴了。
Which means that those people who can be saved will be the greatest joyful day.
不能得救，这一天最可怕了。
For those who cannot be saved, it will be the most dreadful day of their lives.
因为不能得救要面对神的公义、啊、
Because those who cannot be saved shall face the judgment and justice of God.
能得救就要在那个时刻跟神在一起。
And those who can be saved shall be there in that moment to be taken up with their Lord.
所以我们人到底一生在追求什么?
And so what is really the ultimate pursuit of our life?
我们如果没有想到这一天、哦、哇世界好像很可爱我们的一直在世界追求。
If we do not think about and contemplate about the coming of the Lord Jesus, we will continue to enjoy quiet and enjoyable lives in this world without thinking of the great and dreadful day.
其实人要死的时候，只有两个问题、啊、
But actually, when we face the date of our death, there are only two questions that should appear in our mind.
第一个，我能不能得救？
Firstly, can I be saved?
第二个，我所爱的人能不能得救？就只有这两个问题。
Second question, can the people who I love be saved?
好，那过去在世界上我有什么，我成就什么，其实那个也都已经过去了。
And these are the only two questions we'll ask that day. It doesn't matter how famous, how rich, all the things we have accumulated in the past will mean nothing on our deathbed.
所以如果我们人生看清楚我们的盼望，我们就知道我现在活着要做什么。
And so if we can be very clear about our future pursuit, then we shall be very clear about what is the most important thing for us to focus on in our life today.
但是如果我们人生看不清楚，那个盼望没有抓住，我们现在活着就会迷失啊。
But if we do not focus our eyes on this ultimate pursuit of salvation, then whatever we do today will be muddled and confused.
所以这个马太福音在讲挪亚那个世代。
So that is why the Bible refers to the time of Noah as an example.
Noah 看得很清楚，大水一定会来。
Noah was very clear in his vision that a flood would surely come.
所以警醒预备。
So he was very alert and prepared fearfully.
但是那个世代的人，马太二十四章说，照常吃喝嫁娶。
But the book of Matthew describes the generation of Noah's time. As continuing in their merrymaking, in their pleasure making.
吃喝是神的恩典，嫁娶也是神的恩典。
Drinking and eating, which is getting married, and these are all blessings from God.
但是把那个当生活的重心呢，我们就会失去前面真的我们要追求的。
Even though those are blessings from God, if we focus on only those things in life, then we shall lose sight of the most important thing in life, which is to get saved.
所以我们要警醒。
And so we need to be alert.
第二点。
Second point.
主必再临。
Let's look at here part two.
审判万民。
The Lord will come again to judge all people.
第一个。
First point.
主必施行审判。
The Lord will execute judgment.
第一点。
Point one.
审判权在主的手中。
The authority to judge belongs to the Lord.
所以每个人都要面对他。
Lord Jesus Christ, and everyone shall face him.
连刺他的人也要看到他。
Even those who have pierced Lord Jesus shall face him and face judgment.
第二个。
Secondly.
主要根据他的道审判万民。
And the Lord will judge people according to his word, part B.
我们现在在教小孩子要教他中国文化呢，还是要教他美国文化呢？
So today we want to teach our children. Should we teach them our own culture or the American culture?
其实最重要是教他神的道了。
Actually, neither are important. The most important is the word of God that we need to teach them.
因为将来审判也不是中国文化了，也不是孔子讲什么，也不是美国文化。
Because when we are standing at the judgment throne, it is not whether or not we have remembered Confucius's.Proverbs or things that are from our culture in America.
是圣经怎么讲?
It is what the Bible says.
第三个。
Secondly.
主要照个人所行的报应他。
The point C, the Lord will repay people according to their deeds.
所以要审判什么?
So what is it that the Lord will repay?
审判我们的生活行为。
What will he judge? He will judge our deeds and our lives.
我们看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
22节。
Verse 12. Revelation 22 verse 12。最后一本。
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
看啊，我必快来。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
赏罚在我。我要照个人所行的报应他。
哦，
个人所行的接受赏或罚。
My reward is to give to everyone according to his work.
啊，啊，所以这第一大点哈。
And this is the first point.
那审判以后怎么办呢？
So after we're judged, what will happen?
啊，第二个。
Secondly,
义人得永生。
Those who are judged righteous will receive eternal life.
哦。那第三个，恶人受永刑。
The wicked will suffer punishment.
所以我们有听人讲哦，我当然不是好到说可以上天国。
Some people may say the statement that I know I'm not good enough to go to heaven.
但是我也没有坏到要下地狱。
But I'm not so bad where I have to go to hell.
所以哦，我看我将来大概天国跟地狱中间有哪个地方。
And so they say, well,I don't think I will go to heaven or hell, but I will just go in the middle ground somewhere.
那如果从圣经没有第三个地方。
But if you look at the Bible, there is no middle ground, and there's no gray area.
不是上去就是下去。
You either go up to heaven or you go down to hell.
义人得永生，恶人受永刑。
For the righteous will receive eternal life, and the wicked will suffer eternal punishment.
有时候我们对这个恶人哦，一直觉得说我也没有做什么坏事，怎么我是恶人？
Some people will say, "I'm not a wicked person. I don't do any bad things."
哦，不孝顺父母哦，当然这是最大的，以人伦道德来讲，这是最大的罪哦。
According to moral law in this world today, if we dishonor our parents, that will be a great sin.
但是。神是我们在天上的父亲、啊、
But we need to recognize that God is our heavenly Father above.、
啊、如果我们不孝敬这个父亲、啊、当然是罪、啊、
Do not honor this is our eternal and spiritual Father. We shall also be committing a great crime.
好，那我们现在看哈、啊。
Let's look at this.
义人得永生，要他要承受天国。
The righteous will receive eternal life. They'll receive the heavenly kingdom.
马太福音二十五章在提到三个比喻。
Matthew 25 talks about three parables.
就讲三个标准，审判的三个标准。
Each of these parables is describing the three standards of judgment.
如果我们翻开马太二十五章哪三个标准
？And what are the three judgments, three standards for judgments according to these three parables?
要哪三个标准？第一个标准是个童女。
The first parable is about the parable of ten virgins.
那第二个标准就是按才干受责任，五千、两千、一千。
And second parable is the parable of talents.
第三个标准就是山羊绵羊。
And third standard comes from the parable of the separation of sheep from the goats.
这个在讲什么
？What are these three parables talking about？
这个油会发光，光就是我们的好行为。
So in the first parable, when the lamp shall be lighted, this represents our good deeds.
那个灯就是我们每一个人。
And that lamp is each one of us as vessels of God.
那个油就是圣灵。
And that oil that's supposed to be filling the lamps refers to the Holy Spirit within us.
如果我们被圣灵充满，生活就会发光。
If our oil is filled to the brim, then our life shall be full of light.
那这样我们才能够进到婚宴里面。
Then we shall be able to enter into the marriage of the Lamb.
那第二个标准。
A second standard.
五千、两千、一千。
The parable of talents of the 5,000, 2,000, 1,000.
这是讲什么
？What is it talking about？
就是要照神给我们的恩赐来服侍神。
It is to serve God in accordance with the gifts that He has given us.
那个工作的果效啊，多少这没有关系的，因为神给我们恩赐都不一样。
It doesn't matter how much we have earned for Him, because every one of us have been given various degrees of talents from the Lord.
那个一千的不能进去不是说他拿一千太少了不能进去。
And the 1,000 was not able to enter into heaven. It's not because that His talents was so small. He only had one talent.
是怕他把它埋在地上，他没有努力。
It is because he buried in the ground. He never was diligent in earning anything with that one talent.
好，那第三个比喻就是山羊跟绵羊。
And serving the Lord. And the third parable is talking about the separation of sheep from the goats.
山羊在左边还是右边？
Which side is the goats?
哎，谢谢。山羊在左边还是右边？哦，山羊在左边啊，绵羊在右边啊。
The goats shall be on the left-hand side, and the sheep will be on the right-hand side.
那怎么分？
On the verse 33.
怎么分？
So how did Jesus separate these sheep from the goats?
就是爱心啊。
It is according to their love.
哦，就是坐在弟兄姊妹的爱心，就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
And this parables apply saying that if we show love to the brothers and sisters, and that means that we love the Lord.
哦，所以义人得永生啊。
And that is why the righteous shall receive eternal life.
啊，那恶人受永刑。
And the wicked will suffer eternal punishment.
哦，地狱是什么地方？
And where is hell?
没有神的地方。
It is a place that is completely devoid of God.
那神在灵界里面，第一个它就是光。
But we know that God in the spiritual world is light.
地狱没有光，所以是黑暗。
And hell has no light. That is why it is very dark.
在灵界里面，神就是爱。
In spiritual world, God is love.
地狱没有神，所以没有爱。
And in hell, there is no love because there is no God.
你想想看哦，如果我们的家庭里面哦没有光也没有爱，那个家庭是什么？称为？一个家庭里面没有光也没有爱，那个家庭是什么？
Today, if in our homes, if there is a home that doesn't have light and doesn't have love, what is that place called?
那个家庭就是地狱吧。
And that family, that home will be like hell on earth.
对啊，没有神了。
Because there is no God there.
哦，那一个家庭如果有神，它就是有光有爱，就像天国。
And so if the family has God.And love, then there is love and there is light.
哦，所以，哦，啊，这是第三个啊。
And this is the third.
离开主的面。
They will, the wicked will suffer punishment because they will depart from the face of the
Lord. 进入永远的火里面。
Point B, they will enter into everlasting fire.
接受永刑啊。
Part C, they will receive everlasting punishment.
我们还有五分钟。
We have 5 minutes.
问题，这一次我们讨论了上一次。
Any questions?From this time or last time?
所以圣经告诉我们，几十年的人生就是为着永永远远的永生。
The Bible tells us the decades of years we have on earth is actually a preparation period for our eternal decades forever after this life.
所以这个跟一般人观念是不一样。
And this is a very different concept than the ways of this world.
现在一般人就说死就算了，就完了。
Most people today says once you die, everything's finished.
所以活着要怎么样，对不对？死就完了，所以活着要怎么样
？And therefore they said, since you are going to die one day, so when you live, you might as well.
啊？哇，这么好！一般人哦，那是你啊。一般人哦，死就完了，所以活着要尽量快乐。
So, in general, most people say, since I'm going to die anyway, I might as well enjoy my life to the maximum.
所以就到处去游山玩水，然后赚钱花钱，这样活得很快的，因为死就完了，要把握今天，活得快乐。
So they just make the money and go wherever they can, vacation here, cruise there. They just live their life to the brim.
哦，这个是一般人的。
But this is what average people
think. 但是对我们来讲，死就是上天国。
So for us, the poor,
死没有完呐，死就是上天国。
Death is not a finish, because after death there is either heaven or hell for us.
所以活着要尽量爱神爱人。
And therefore, when we live to get day, we want to do our best to love God and love others.
也爱神啊，那也不矛盾。
Is there any conflict with enjoying life and also enjoying God?
但是现在矛盾的是说，
Can you do both?
为着今生哦，忘记爱神爱人哦，那个就失去最好的。
Yes, but most times there is a conflict between the two, because if you love to enjoy life, it's going to be very hard to sacrifice to love God and love others.
But you can do three, right? Because we do three. Like we make money, whatever we have, left after the needs, expenses over, then whatever the percentage money we have left, and then we give some to poor, and then we have percentage you have to distribute to the poor people. If you want, you can give more. If you don't want to have more, and then you keep some for yourself.
Isn't there a percentage you're supposed to give to the church?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Like
percentage.
40% or something?
The Bible did talk about tithes, yeah. One-tenth.
Yeah, one-tenth,
yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
We have same thing, one-tenth,
yeah.
So then it's the rest you can enjoy with it.
圣经说, 我们要给十一捐, 就是我们赚的钱, 十一捐要给神。
This is another topic. We can spend more time to talk about that topic.
这是改天我们可以再谈的事情。好,我们现在就谈那个世界末日,最后还有没有什么问题? So we're just going to talk about the last day, the second coming, the judgment of Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have any question on the topic today?
西西,有没有问题?
没有。你能不能接受? 我能问一下那个简言之的话,他刚刚说的是对的吗?
什么?
就是十一捐,剩下的就是给自己的, 是自己想enjoy吗?
就是圣经说，这个就理念是对的。前面九块钱是我们的，我们的第十块钱是神的。所以神的东西要归给神，这是圣经的教训。在马太二十五章。So
tithe belongs to God, the rest of money belongs to us. The Bible says not to steal from the tithe of God.
Yeah.
那一天他有在问一个问题，礼拜六，就是说。 我们那天讲说神的 law 就是说因为有罪就需要 punishment 那他说那是从 Mosaic law 还是从哪里
不是你可以解释一下 因为神的本性就是公义跟慈爱
So there's a question is where does the law come from that says you have to be punished for your sins does it come from Mosaic law And we know from God's characteristics, He is both love and justice. He has these two inherent characteristics.
Yeah. 那神看我们活在这个罪性的控制，不断犯罪，所以他很怜悯我们，因此他降世为人。
And so since God sees us that we are under the control and bondage to sinful nature and sins, He loves us so much, Lord God, came in the form of man, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他为我们的罪死，给我们一个赦罪的机会。
And so he came to die for us, to give us a chance so that our sins can be washed away through his blood.
而且应许给我们圣灵，要解决我们的罪性。
Through his crucifixion, he also allowed us to receive the promised Holy Spirit so that it could battle the sinful nature that's within us.
那这个都是神的慈爱，为了要帮我们解决罪。
And all this way of grace and salvation is actually out of the love of God.
但是如果我们不愿意来接受,
But if we're unwilling to receive this grace of God,
好像挪亚时代，方舟门已经开了，你不进去，那不进去了，就是要面对公义的审判。
But the other side of God is justice, just like during the time of Noah. Those people were warned, and they were given a chance to enter into the ark, but they refused to enter the ark.
Yeah.
And so, though the grace of God was given to them, they lost the grace. They were judged and destroyed.
Yeah. 所以是慈爱在先，公义在后。
And so God's way is He gives the grace first, but the judgment is last.
这样有没有不公平？
Do you think then God is unfair?
No.
No.
Because I think before God destroy any nation, He sent somebody to give you a message, inform you everything, and then He give punishment. He never gives anybody punish. He punish never anybody without informing them.
因为神是公义的，他每次要毁灭一个人还是一个，他都会跟你讲说神的。
警告你，
那警告你了以后，你还不听，你就是要面对这个死亡。